We are recording.
Yay,
all right.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 18. Wow, feels like we've gone so far, but maybe we haven't.
Feels like just last week it was 17.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does. Time flies.
We're legal now. We can drink while we game.
But wait,
in Louisiana
or in Europe
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're apparently if we're in Europe, I think you can drink at 16, right? Maybe our Europe listeners.
Oh, we were legal last week.
We have a lot of European listeners, actually. We do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, which is pretty awesome, I think. So hello,
spectacular
across the pond.
Hola.
Yeah. Anyway, you are
bilingual.
Buenos dias.
Yes, I get from Madrid.
And I'm
Stan.
I actually haven't done it yet. Sorry, we got sidetracked.
Oh, do we not start?
Well, no, we started. I just haven't done my intro thing. So yeah. You're listening to the Dice Haven Actual Play Podcast. You can visit our patreon.com/Dice Haven. If you want to learn more about our show, access bonus content. We've got a number of things posted on there. I think so far, Stan, we've got the ship diagram. We've got the subsector map.
Some cut character, form fillable custom character sheets. And
right.
Some bonus episode content. And I've got over a dozen things queued up to start posting soon. So lots of goodies.
Yeah. One of my favorite bonus things we've been doing is the recaps of little chunks of the arcs we're doing. That's just been a lot of fun. For those of you who are backing, we hope you enjoy that stuff. And also thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. It's fantastic to have people out there who are willing to do that for us. So I'm Mason, the GM.
And I am Stan. I play Jadis Gant, a warrior priest.
I'm Bailey. I play Tassan Nar, a human computer specialist.
I am John. I play Captain Kane, a human ex-admiral and now captain of this new vessel.
And I am Chris. I play Ruben the Harkoon. Sometimes I howl at the beginning, but today I'm a subdued Harkoon. So.
And I am Jeff. I am a Katal named Chatal, which is not confusing at all. and I am a feline warrior race in this setting.
Yes, which is pretty cool. I like it. We've got all of the main races on the ship. So
now we need is a gerbil.
A gerbil, yes.
Love a good gerbil.
Hey, I got a gerbil.
Wait, why are you jumping ahead? Have you been reading my notes about the gerbil species?
Space gerbils.
Space gerbils.
In space.
Their battleships are terrifying, except they're just so tiny. Right. But their weapon power in relation to their size is magnificent. But anyway.
Wonderful.
So last time we had docked with the prison ship Altron. You guys had made contact with Lieutenant Lewis, who was the first officer of that ship. He had informed you that after a Herculean effort, they managed to get most of the prisoners back in their secured areas, which roughly number about 500. But the remaining guards, those who had survived, managed to get split up and secure themselves in the bridge, which is kind of at the top in the middle of the ship. And the other half of them roughly have been secured in the barracks, which is near the back of the ship. It actually sits just above engineering. So you guys were docked. You got the code to get the door open. And I believe at the door was Jadis, Katah, and Tassan was there. He was going to hack the door open, but then Katah remembered, hey, we could ask for a password. Last time, though, Chris was, as we jokingly say, had a bad burrito, so he wasn't present. But he is here today. So we're going to pick up right there. You guys had just opened the door. And Ruben, I'll let you kind of start off and get yourself over to the airlock.
Very good. So Ruben would have stayed behind. He was going to try to do this remotely. I think I'll have a better chance helping these guys up close. What is the procedure for me to get across?
Just grab your gear and go across the bridge. And then give them whatever in-game excuse you want for being like 5 seconds late to the party.
I couldn't find my proper toolbox that has all my good stuff in it.
It was your hair gel.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what the hair gel was actually in the toolbox. So I actually had to find that. So, yes, here I am, guys. What do we got?
You're about to face imminent combat. I'm glad you are here.
That's right. And the door before you...
Hi, paw to my Katal friend.
I unsheath my dew claws and show them, and then I flick them back and smile a predatory gaze at you.
Hey, Reuben, don't forget your crossbow.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got that.
Good.
Nice. All right, so the door it slides open, and on the other side of the door is not anybody waiting on you, but is the little narrow area workspace that goes off to the left, which would be towards the rear of the ship, and to the right towards the front of the ship. And there clearly it's a maintenance hatch because there's all sorts of pipes and stuff running through there, and the hallways are more confined. So you guys, there's enough space in there for the three of you. I don't think, Tassan, you're actually going aboard, are you?
No, I'm just staying back to make sure like the airlock closes behind them, right? And to kind of, and then I'll head to the bridge and work with Captain Kane.
Nice. And Kane, did you stay on comms with the lieutenant, or did you end that communication?
No. I'm going to stay on comms with the lieutenant. I'm also making sure we bring comms up to Kata, Jadis, as well as Ruben, and we're going to stay in constant communication. I've also got the autopilot basically doing constant scanning. So at scan zero, I've got the autopilot system scanning in case anything pops into the sector or comes near us. And I'm basically staying in communication with everybody.
Awesome. Captain, have you been able to pull up any log or record of the events that transpired?
What we know from talking to the lieutenant is that 500 prisoners basically, there was some kind of a power event. They're not even 100% sure what happened. It occurred in engineering, which is why we've docked actually at a maintenance port to give you guys the best possible and fastest access into engineering. The prisoners basically, once the power shut out, somehow they got out of their cells, or a portion of them did, not all of them. And then the rest of the bridge crew got split off. They were split off into the the barrack section, and then lieutenant, not the captain, got to the bridge with a small group of crew and dropped a protective barrier. So that's all we know at this point.
The question I have would be, can we confirm that's actually the crew that is locked into the bridge?
Yeah, we had a lot of discussions with him and specifically asked him about his identification, his imperial credentials, and also sent him to the planet to reconfirm.
Perfect. Yeah, you got confirmation back from the planet of the crew manifest.
Okay, I'm good.
And he sent over his ID and answered some questions about like where he went to Naval or Scout Academy, which was ESSA.
His mother's maiden name, did we get that?
We didn't ask for that, though.
No, Sir
Syphilis. You said
Syphilis? No, Sir Syphilis.
I heard Syphilis.
I heard Syphilis, too.
To each his own. Like a verbal art form. Everybody interpreted it differently.
That's right.
My uncle gonorrhea.
I don't want to hear about him. Oh,
boy. We're spiraling.
I'm not shaking your hand.
Sorry, so, Ruben. Nope. Ruben's back.
Woohoo! In that maintenance shaft area, the lights are really... primary lights are off. What's on are those emergency lights.
Okay.
And those are kind of a little bit dimmer than normal. So that would immediately line up with power surge problems.
Power outage.
The door, when it opened up too, it slid open, but it was even kind of staggery a little bit.
Sluggish.
Yeah, and sluggish, that's a good, better word than staggery. Don't look up staggery in the dictionary. I'm sure it's there. No need to prove me wrong. It opened sluggishly, not because of a mechanical issue with the door itself, but you know how like when you're running an electric toothbrush or something and it starts to run out of juice and you can hear it? It's like that same kind of thing. So this power surge, that would tell you, especially the engineer, that it was pretty substantial to have that kind of impact on the systems, right?
Do we hear or smell anything specifically from coming down the corridor?
Make a recon check.
So it's funny enough, as I don't have recon, but I have a plus one. So
Ruben's got, I think, a
join the club.
I got a low number.
A low number.
Okay. By the way, that's my first roll in Traveler. By the way, and it was a low number.
Nice. Ruben specifically can give me an engineering check. If you have power systems, that would apply. Anyone else who's there can do it as well, but I'm sure Ruben's probably got the best chance of winning that one.
Dasan's just waiting for them to cross our airlock, and then he's going to make sure ours is locked down.
Yeah, and then Dasan, get back to the bridge. I want you to start scanning security systems, running the cameras as best you can, and try and get any insights for them.
And just as an out-of-game note, most of all these roles you're doing, is stuff you like immediately recognize. It would be faster in real time than it takes to roll dice and figure out. So,
right.
Okay. After checking my hair gel, Ruben does a engineering power check. 12 on the roll.
Nice. So you don't know what's caused this problem, but you know enough about engineering systems, especially power systems, with that roll, that whatever would have caused this had to create some, not just the fluctuation in power, but like a spike possibly or a surge that would overload various circuitry, fuse boxes, and that kind of stuff.
Is there any way I can tell if it came from within the ship or without the ship?
They didn't see any visual damage when they flew around the ship initially, and the scans didn't show anything up. You would guess that that level of surge would probably have to come from two, I guess, primary, like, general sources, some kind of high-powered external, like, you know, ion beam or EMP thing, right, weaponry to hit the ship to cause that kind of surge, or a similar result from something malfunctioning internally in, like, engineering or something, either a device exploding or, and that could happen. You've seen that happen in the past where a faulty device can go wrong or when someone can sabotage stuff. But from where you're at, you don't know if it, which one it was.
Can I start running diagnostics to see if I can zero in on a spot where in the system that where it might have originated from?
Has anyone got on the ship yet?
Yeah, so I was going to say why he's doing that. I'm going to scout around the bend to make sure no surprises why he's doing his job. Cool. So
go ahead.
This one's going to move forward to see if there's hostiles. And I'm going to just creep ahead as quietly as I can.
So Katal, you know, you hop in and it's you has that echoey sound of an empty corridor coming from all directions. You can give me a recon check.
Okay. I'm going to go stealthily because I actually have stealth.
Okay, make a stealth check as well.
Okay, my recon was a 7, so I don't think that succeeds.
Okay.
My stealth was a 8, so my stealth is 2. And is it dex you add to that? So I got 11, yeah. 11 on my stealth.
Okay, so when you hop in, you kind of jump in, but it's still like just dead silent. Like you don't cause any noise. There's no clinking of hitting the metal. Everyone else is probably who's there is impressed by this. He's very agile and live. You get to the corner, you kind of look both directions. The hallways are pretty dark. You don't see or hear anything. The only smell you get are kind of standard maintenance shaft, you know, machinery smells. Ruben, you can come in. There's a little panel, like a computer panel right there for engineering that you can use to do little diagnostics. Okay. You would know that these maintenance shafts are really segmented, especially on a prison ship. In fact, everything on a prison ship is segmented because they're designed to keep people segregated so that if a riot does break out, it can't overwhelm the guards, right? So what they do on prison ships is there's several kind of subsections for the maintenance shafts, right? So you could run a diagnostics of this area if you wanted to and kind of check that out, see if there's any impact or damage systems here.
Would I have to check area by area in each segment?
From this position, what you could do is, as far as engineering goes, you could do a general diagnostic, right? And it could tell you, oh, there seems to be a failure in primary engineering, but you couldn't do any maintenance on it from here.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me do that then. I'll do general diagnostic from here.
Okay. So give me an engineering check. What are your specialties you have in engineering?
Specialties are power, jump drive, life support.
Okay, I'll let you use power here because obviously you know it's a power problem. So you're specifically running diagnostics on that subset.
11.
Nice. So what you found out is that there have been a few fuses, surge protection stuff in this corridor that blew, which they should have blown. So they actually spared any serious damage to the system. They can be reset pretty easily. You know, it's like flipping a switch in a fuse box kind of thing.
Okay.
A couple of them might need slightly more patchwork. Fixing that stuff, though, isn't necessary just yet, right? Because they're still functioning.
Mm-hmm.
You flip a couple switches and it kind of, it's a little more stable. In fact, Jadis, have you hopped into the ship yet?
Yeah, I'm going to come in last, and I'm going to... Now, which way is engineering? Do we know which...
Engineering will be to your left.
To the left, okay. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to the right, so I will be behind... I'll be in the rear position behind Kata and Ruben.
Okay, so Tassan, Jadis is the last man on board, and you're in the airlock with the door open yourself.
Yeah, so I would just step back and on our side of the airlock and just punch it closed.
Shut the airlock and it closes, but it's no longer sluggish. It right. shuts more smoothly. So whatever Ruben did, he's already flipping those switches, and that little diagnostics he did there kind of helped that out. So it shuts pretty smooth.
Tassan, did you get your computer connection established?
I thought we didn't. We weren't going to do that because we got the plan sent over from the prison ship, from Lieutenant Lewis.
Oh, I was going to see if you could get into cameras or anything.
Oh, I could do that.
I think there was a panel, Mason, correct me wrong, on this side of the airlock that you could hook to, you said, last game?
You mean on the outside of the ship?
Yeah, on the outside. There was like a control panel, because that's what you're
going
to
do. Yeah, there
was
a little panel that he had plugged his computer into there whenever he was going to try to hack the airlock.
That way he's safely behind it, at least, while he's doing his thing.
Okay, right? Perfect.
I'm not just asking, is that the case? I thought that's what we said last game.
Yeah, since we got the plans from the lieutenant, I was going to come back to the bridge and monitor from there.
No, I totally thought you were going to come back to the bridge. I just thought you were going to make sure you had a connection into the ship so you could monitor sensors, ship systems, and anything else remotely.
Yeah, Tassan, you can, you've got that chance to hook into the systems. You could even give something to these guys when they come in, and they can connect to the system, and you can wirelessly have access to that stuff.
100%.
It's still going to be patchy like their comm is because it's based on the ship's power, but you could do that. With that setup, you could do that from the bridge.
Okay. All right. I would be surprised how much I could... I mean, I'd probably have to hack them to get information from them. So, I would imagine as a prison ship, I would imagine it's fairly locked down. And I mean, whatever I can do, I would do to help. Right.
Well, and they've already given you access to the camera system, but that's it. Like, so you easily can get access to the camera system.
Okay.
Right?
That's awesome.
But other stuff like that, I mean, you can attempt to hack it if you want to, but...
Yeah, I don't think we need to do that. I mean, if we can get the cameras, and if I can get the cameras even up at the bridge, right? They've already given us access, then I would just do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you head back to the bridge. The door shuts behind you, Jadis, as you hop on.
All right. And Jadis will whisper to Ruben, if you want to go behind me, I'm well armored, so I will leave it up to you which tactics you prefer.
Thank you, Jadis. Give me one second here. And then Mason, I know I identified a brief power surge. Did you say we were trying to get other systems online as well, like systems to subdue the escaped prisoners?
Yeah, so one of the primary methods of subduing the ship-wide would be the anesthetic gas they have.
And can I do that from here, or do I need to, move into the ship and find out where to do that from?
You would need, a best guess that the lieutenant had from the bridge, was that you would need to get to engineering and fix whatever was causing this power failure.
Okay, so I've done what I could for right now.
Yeah, the lights, those little emergency lights have brightened up some, stopped flickering, so the halls aren't as dark anymore. You can see more clearly.
Okay, so I'll report to the captain. Captain, I've identified some of the power surge damage. We're going to proceed on from here to try to find engineering so that we can... bring the other systems online that would subdue the prisoners. Over and out.
And Ruben, message received. I'll confirm that to Lieutenant Lewis as well. If you get any updates on the power problem, let me know. I'll confer it to the current ship's crew.
Hi, Captain. Jadis, I am happy to walk behind you.
Very good.
So, as a mental image, you guys came in, teed off, going left towards engineering, right towards the bow of the ship.
Yep.
Jadis, you said you posted up on the right hand of the corridor. Kata, I'm assuming you had gone to the kind of left side of the corridor.
I'll to Jadis up. Would you want this one to move forward himself? I can move rather stealthily, particularly in this dim setting.
Yes, Kata, you go first. I think Ruben will want to go behind me at this point.
Also, the corridor maintenance shaft is narrow enough that you couldn't really, you can't walk shoulder to shoulder.
Okay, we got to go single file.
So you go single file.
So I'm going to go, you know, several paces in front to try to catch anybody off guard. I don't want us blundering into something. I want to use my stealth to advantage if I can. So, and so I'll go a little bit ahead. I mean, thematically, however much you think it's appropriate.
Yeah, sure. So you make your way down the corridor. You only get maybe 23 yards before there's a another T. One goes left, kind of opens up into another small maintenance hatch area like what you came in, except there's no hatch here. It's just a little maintenance corridor. To the right, it goes towards another doorway, and that's where it ends. So you think you've hit this end, or the end of this side of this maintenance doorway. Judging on where you're positioned, on your left-hand side, we've got that larger little maintenance space. That's the exterior. That's the bulkhead that goes outside. So the door probably leads to internal parts of the ship, whether it's a hallway or something else, you don't know. Are you pushing the blueprints or anything, Kane, to people's HUDs, or are you just guiding them through, or how are you guys handling that?
I was just about to ask that. Do we have HUDs? I don't know the tech level of the stuff we have.
I have one, personally. I don't know if y'all have bought goggles and HUDs, because they're an add-on to goggles.
So, yeah,
actually, the gun you have in your hand does. So the gun you have in your hand at the ACR, it has a... Well, actually, I don't know. The IR goggles have it with the ACR.
The IR goggles have them?
Yeah.
The IR goggles on the gun, or are they just a separate thing?
He gave me IR goggles.
HUDs are add-on to IR goggles.
Okay.
Are they?
Yeah, because that's what Tassan has.
Oh, cool.
Although, to be honest, if you didn't show me how to use them, I wouldn't use them anyways. So,
No, I just showed you how to use them because you got the smoke grenades with you.
Yeah, I'm barely comfortable with that.
Bailey, you said they're an add-on price?
Yeah, they're an add-on price, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to look over my shoulder and go, like left or right? Like, because I don't know.
And I'll point to the right because that's what makes sense.
Okay. I'm going to look pretty... there's no one on either corridor, right? Like, I'm going to charge out.
It's a pretty short offshoot here to going left or right. So to your right is that bolt, the doorway that you have to open up.
So I'm going to go up to it and I'm going to listen through the door.
Do any of you have a comm device? It's a standard 500 credit device.
I've got a comm dot. Like a throat comm dot.
Katar, did you take an additional debt to buy a comm device?
No. I'm lucky I have clothes at this point.
I have one, a TL-8 mobile comm.
Oh, perfect. Then we can, I think you actually have a computer function on it. Let me double check. Keep going.
So I'm going to listen at the door, see if we are talking, arguing. I'm assuming there's prisoners loose. They're going to be doing something. So recon?
Yeah, make it recon.
Oh, 8. It's -3 if you don't have it, right?
Correct.
Oh, man, then I missed. Is it, what is it, Dex? Or no, not Dex. What would it be? Intelligence?
This would be probably intelligence.
Oh, I got a 7 then.
Okay, so you lean into the door and you don't hear anything.
Okay.
Just the quiet hum of a dying ship.
I'm going to open the door as stealthily as I possibly can.
Kata.
Yes.
Wait just one minute.
I'm going to wait a minute then.
I also have very good animal senses as well. May I also listen to the door with
you? I whisper to you, why do you degrade yourself referring to yourself as an animal?
Oh, in my perception, it is a compliment.
And I'll step aside.
It is the animal fury that we have. All right. So I
guess this requires you guys, like, you turn sideways and you have to shimmy across, you know, chest to chest, muzzle to muzzle.
So I have a +1 to recon survival checks through heightened senses. So I will roll that, and that is I am distracted by the tall cat person. I only rolled a 3, so
all right, so you hear, yeah, I hear nothing. So as far as you're concerned, everything sounds all
sounds good, man. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm pushing a feed to Ruben's mobile comm. A TL-8 mobile comm has a computer in it. It says it's a portable telecommunications device ranging in size from a bulky handset to a slim watch or pen-like cylinder. somewhere to a mobile phone or cell phone. So I'm just going to push the display to it. He's got computer zero also in a TL-8, so he can actually display the
floor plan. Cool. So I'll show it to these guys.
Nice. And so based on the floor plan, and you can hook that up with like a GPS locator kind of thing, you know that on the other side of that door is just the primary corridor where that's not maintenance related. So you would be hopping into just a more standard hallway.
And we can tell from the map where the maintenance room is that we need to go to?
Yeah, so you know you would hop out and you would turn left and keep heading that direction.
Okay, let's open the door.
Okay, so the power's got some issues, so give me a check to see if you can get this door open.
Strength?
You can try strength. You could try some engineering tricks with Ruben.
Athletic strength.
You can try explosives.
You know. Yeah.
That's not very stealthy.
So 12 on my power roll.
Okay, so managed to kind of get
fires.
Yeah, you managed to reroute a little bit of power to focus on this door so that you can push the buttons and it will slide open. On the other side is the hallway. It's a pretty sterile looking hallway. The lights are dim and flickering. And unless you step out or poke your head out, you can only kind of see a small cone coming out. Directly in front of you is, you're coming out at a place where a hawk is approaching you directly, and you're at the end of the T, right? So you could go straight out across the hall, or you could go left or right.
We need to go left, right?
Correct.
We need to go left, correct.
That's where engineering is.
Left, right, left, right, right?
Yeah. I hope this isn't too confusing. I'm just kind of trying to
do it. So I'm going to peek my head around the corner both ways to make sure there's nothing there. And then I'll make sure it's clear, and I'll go left.
All right, so you look out. You don't see anybody.
Okay, going left.
You can make a recon check if you want. For, like, listening, right?
No.
Okay, so you poke out. You don't see or hear anybody.
Hassan, you see anybody on video that's near him?
Sure, I can make a roll. I don't know.
Yeah, give me a computer's, or as electronics.
Computer, electronics, yeah. Computers, yeah. Oh, man.
Do you have an electronic surveillance system?
No, it's not a skill. So let's see. That's a 4, 5, 6.
All right, so you are
snake
trying
eyes.
To...
Actually rolled snake eyes.
Ooh, snake eyes. Ooh.
Yep.
Hold on. Let me see.
Oh.
Snake eyes. Roll me... Hold on, I'm going to do this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not the table.
On the table. Okay, so when you're going through the system, you actually don't see anything, and then the camera comes back on, and it looks all clear.
All right.
That's not ominous at all, that you rolled on a table and then said that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everything's all clear.
Well, it's all clear.
Okay, I'm very confident because I know Tassan, and he is one of my friends that would not let me die, and so I would... I'm going to continue forward under his guidance and his fault.
Man, I am so glad we have Tassan running the system here.
So who hops out of the hallway?
Great.
I'll take point, yeah.
Ruben, you coming in second?
Yeah, I'm coming in with no worries because it sounds clear.
Yeah, Jadis comes in second. I'm trying to be the shield for Ruben.
Oh, right. Jadis is ahead.
Okay, yeah. So Katal and Jadis are in the front. You guys are walking down the hall and jumping out of a little like closet are four guards, and they're right on top of you. The camera that Tassan saw, he accidentally messed up and was looking at a camera to a different room.
Oh!
And it Tassan! Was empty. The room that he was supposed to be looking at actually had four dudes in it, and they were clearly waiting to ambush you because they heard your door open up.
For the record, I didn't say it was clear. I just said I didn't see anything.
So are they wearing guard uniforms? You said they're guards.
Did I say guards?
Yes.
Sorry, just guys. Just they're
guys
coming out. They're not wearing guard uniforms. They look like prisoners.
Okay, then I'm immediately going to charge and get close.
Oh well, they're like in the midst of you. Like they hop. Okay. You guys are walking down the hallway, and they kind of jump out and surprise you.
So you're going to see it. You're going to. I'm going to utter a Katal battle roar, which is quite loud.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, as loud as I can do it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to immediately engage.
Okay, so everybody needs to roll initiative, but they're getting the drop on you because. A combination of a crit fail on the computer check and your failed recon check.
So how does initiative work? Sorry.
So initiative works is you roll 2d6.
Yep.
You add your dexterity or your intelligence. You can pick. Then the effect is the initiative order you go in.
Got a 10.
Right?
I got a 10 as well.
Then, but since they have a plus surprise six. On you, they get plus six, you get minus six.
Right.
One round. Okay, so what is everybody's roll?
Jadis has an eight, so the effect is zero.
Zero.
So it's every four is a shift?
What's that?
Every four over or under is a shift, correct?
I'm sorry. If I said shift, I used the wrong term. It's effect. Every point over or under is an effect. So let's say you rolled a six, you have a negative two effect. If you had rolled a 10, you'd have a plus two effect.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So what's yours?
Target number is always an eight, right?
For initiative, yeah.
So I am a shift negative three.
All right. Ta and Jadis, not Jadis, Ruben?
Rolled a 10, so plus two.
So shift plus two. All right.
Well,
and
minus
when
six.
I hear.
Battle lore. I'll do the plus minus six.
Oh, well, then mine's a plus two shift then. I got the same thing he did. I was doing my modifier already for you. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, because it only lasts one round. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So then you're at plus two as well?
Correct, yes.
Awesome. Okay. And they rolled. I got eight on the die plus. All right. They just got just an eight. So they would have zero normally, but because they got surprised, they're all going ahead of you. Okay. Ruben, were you saying something there? Sorry.
I was just saying when I hear Hata's battle roar, I respond in kind by baring my teeth, my fangs, and growling, and kind of my back fur kind of pops up ready for battle.
Ooh, nice. Jadis, do you have a war cry? Everyone else went one.
No, I just do a sign of the cross. Silently.
Silently. Okay.
I look back at Ruben and give him a quick nod before inter combat. Like I'm
So these guys hop out at you, and they're clearly just like prisoners. They've got one's got a stun stick, one's got a knife, and the other guy's just got his hands. So they don't have armor on. They're probably not going to be much of a threat, but who knows? So the first guy is going to take a swing at Ruben. Ooh, and I'm a seven will miss. So he misses. Second guy will take a swing at Jadis. Even though
I can do a reaction if I wanted to, right?
Oh, right. So that's something too. Reactions have to be declared before you know if you get hit or missed. Ruben, Chris, you weren't here for that. As I was looking through the rules again,
I
realized
you talking about
it. Wrong. Were you here for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So yeah. So I've rolled my die, but before I tell you the number, do you want to take a reaction? You can dodge.
Yeah.
I do not.
Okay. So I didn't think so.
Yeah, this is melee, right? So can you do a dodge, or does it have to be a parry or parry?
Parry, but you have to have a melee weapon out, I think.
Yes, and since you've got out an ACR, right, you can't use your ACR.
Okay. So unless I dove for cover, it wouldn't make sense for me to do a reaction. Okay, I'm not going to do a reaction.
Given your armor, I don't think you would probably need to anyway.
Probably not.
Let's be real. You got plus eight or 10 armor, right?
Yeah, plus 10. Ceramic carapace.
I rolled a 10 on my dice, plus his fighting skill puts me to an 11.
Ouch.
Plus, that's it, because there is no modifier. So I hit 11 to hit, so that's an effect of
three.
All right, because 8, 9, 10, 11, so 3. So he gets plus 3 to his damage. And this guy has a stun stick out, so he's 2d6 damage. And it has the stun modifier. So I do 4, 6, 7, 8, plus 3. So 11 damage.
And minus 10 for the armor, I think.
Yep, so you get 1 point gets through, and it's stunned, so it's endurance.
Okay.
You feel a little bit of a shock. It gets kind of maybe under your armpit as you're surprised by this jump. The other guy is a dude with a pistol and with a knife. So the guy with the knife is coming at Kata. I rolled 8 on the dice. Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to tell you. Do you want to react or not?
I'm not going
to
react.
Okay. So I rolled 9 to hit. So I hit you with one effect. And he's got bare fist, which... Oh, I didn't look that up. He does... Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4... And I have plus one effect, so 5 damage.
Okay, and that comes off strength first?
Endurance first. Endurance first. And then, I don't remember what bare fist damage is, so I'm just going to say a d6. So that's got that guy's just rolling here in the middle. You said if one of the other guys or have a moment if they want to double check me on what unarmed damage is. Okay, so second attack, are you gonna react any? Thank you. Katal?
I am not.
Okay. Well, that's probably a wise call because I miss. He rolled a six. And yeah. So he comes at you with his bare fist and he just misses. All right. Now it is, okay, Ruben and Katal, you go at the same time. So whichever one you want to.
You may go, Mike.
Mason, you were correct. 1d6.
Oh, look cool. Thanks. Look at that. I'm a master.
What?
Give myself a badge.
I'll let Ruben go first.
All right. So I would have been carrying my my toolbox and not my crossbow. But I do get a bite in melee. So whoever the one is who attacked me, I'm going to attack back with a bite attack.
Okay. And if you want to use your toolbox as an improvised weapon, you can do that too.
But I think that will be a miss. That'll be a...
Oh, don't tell me the number. You swing right at a guy. Who are you going at the guy that went after you who had a knife?
Yes.
Okay. He sees a big harpoon on him, so he will try to parry.
Okay.
That's my melee skill. Ooh. He didn't parry, but it sounds like you missed anyway, so...
I think so. I rolled a 5.
Okay. Yeah, so you missed. So. But he did parry, so that means that he... gets a negative.
Parry's just an auto. Yeah, he loses his reaction, right? Or he's minus 1, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can keep, I think you can keep doing it. It's just a minus 1 and the next one every time. So.
Yep. So, what's interesting about parry, it doesn't say you have to hail it. How would you hail it, parry without one? It doesn't say. So, I was wrong earlier when I told you that, Mason. Sorry.
I think the idea is like maybe if I've got a knife or a sword, you can try to hit my hand or my arm, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
The rules don't specify, so I think I'll let it, unless we find out somewhere else in the book. Okay, so he parries. He's at a minus 1 his next round, the guy with Ruben. All right, Katar?
I am going to... I'm impressed with the harpoon's lunging for the throat with his jaw. I am going to turn on my force axe and swing at the guy that is attacking me.
He's gonna parry.
By the way, force axe, totally cool. Maybe the coolest weapon. Yeah.
Oh, I got an 11 plus my melee is
Oh no, I already declared I was gonna parry, so
I got 11, I rolled, plus I do 1 for my blade combat, and then I add dex or strength. It doesn't matter, they're the same.
You would add, well, since it doesn't matter.
Got 13.
So my parry, it only inflicts a negative dice modifier to your attack roll, so that his fighting is, your melee skill, it's a plus 1, so he gets minus 1 to that roll. So what's your new total?
I got an 11.
Ouch.
No, nope, that's
with the minus 1. Hmm?
I got a 12 with the minus 1.
12. Okay, so you still hit him for an effect of 4, right? Because 12 minus 8. Yep. Okay, so he made a valiant effort, but go ahead and roll damage.
All right, so this is 4d6 damage. Plus 2.
Ouch.
It has Smasher, which I think means you can't parry, by the way.
Is that what Smasher means?
I'll have to look it up. So, 12 points of damage on my dice. So plus 2, so 14 points on the dice plus whatever the effect was.
So 14 on the dice plus your strength.
Plus strength, which is plus 1.
So it's 15 plus 4, 19. So how do you take this guy out? He's not dead, but you've zeroed out 2 of his stat blocks.
I'm going to slice him across the chest, and I guess the force axe is like an electronic thing. So it's going to like zap him back with a rent in his chest. Maybe he's not dead, but he's... And then as he goes lifeless, I'm just going to kick him forward out of the way so I can get to the next combatant.
Oof. So he drops down and you step in the next combatant. All right. That takes us to Jadis.
Okay. So we got 3 combatants that are still up. Is that right?
Yep. Even with the surprise round, they've done 1 point of damage.
So, given the space in which we're in, is it possible for me to use my ACR to try to shoot some of these guys, or would I be?
No, because you're in melee combat. Because they surprise you guys. They're in your face, so you can't use your
egg. Okay, so there is a mob on top of us.
You can try to step back, and then they can, I think, attack you when you step out or something like that. This is the first time I've seen someone attempt to step back.
I'm pretty sure there's not an opportunity attack in Traveler. Maybe there's something else equivalent, but I'm pretty sure there's not an opportunity attack. If it makes sense, unless somebody tells me a rule that would be contrary to this, I'll step back and try to get a bead on some of these people and shoot with my ACR. If it makes sense, and if I'm not going to hit
Here's what I'm going to do so I don't slow it down. Just make an athletics check.
Okay.
X-based.
You're locked in close combat.
You can't get out of it?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for finding it.
Page 73, yeah, you're locked in. If you're within 2 meters, you're locked in.
Okay, so basically you got to fight melee until the
combat. You can use single-handed weapons, like pistols.
Okay. All right, well, I would like to... I think this cost a minor action. I'm going to switch to my stunner, which is a pistol.
One real quick. It does say that if one combatant moves while locked in close combat, his enemy can make an immediate attack with
it. It does say that.
Oh, so there is an opportunity to attack.
So you can step back.
You can also use your rifle as a club.
Yeah.
Oh, they also get +2 to hit you if you leave, so know that you can step back, but they're going to have extra damage if they hit you.
All right, I'm actually going to step back because I think if I can do that, then the ACR is very attractive, effective. So I'm going to step back, and they're going to. Ooh la la. It's been in space too long.
It's that Rimworld orthodox.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you want to step back?
I want to step back, so they're going to get an attack before I do anything, right?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Ooh, that's... Oh. You're getting attacked, so you could take a reaction if you want to. You want to dodge?
No, or... I'm not going to.
So you just take a step back. I rolled an 11 on the dice, +1 for his fighting skill. Puts me at 12, +2 because you were locked in melee. So it puts me at a 14 to hit. So it's a 6-point effect.
Okay.
Right? And you were fighting a guy with a knife, because the knife and the bare fist went after Kata, and then knife. You're fighting the guy with the stun stick, sorry.
You, me?
Yeah, the stun stick guy zapped you earlier, so he hits you with that stun stick again.
Okay.
So I rolled a 5 plus 6, so one more point.
Damage, all right.
That armor's zapping you.
Okay, very good. So I got another zap, but I'm still in action. So now I've stepped back. I bring my ACR up to eye level.
And his eyes get really big.
And I'm going to use full auto, which will allow me to pick multiple targets. So I get 3 attacks.
You're going to shoot full auto into this melee mess?
Well, it's assuming, is there a way... I don't know what how you're adjudicating the rule about.
In this situation, if you shoot full auto, if you roll any, full auto, it's like you roll an attack equal to the number of your auto number, right? Mm-hmm. So if you had like auto 3, you'd roll 3 separate attacks, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you snake eye it, you're definitely going to shoot one of your friends.
Okay.
Definitely. Jadis would just know that, right? An alternative is you can target one guy, and I think you could do a burst.
Yeah.
It does extra damage, but it's still just one attack.
All right. Well, I guess I'll heads the difference then. I'll do the burst. Okay. One attack. Here we go. Come on. I need to give this ACR a name like Maggie or something. All right.
Old Betsy.
Betsy. All right. So that's going to be... +3, so that's 10, which is an effect of 2.
Okay, so, and you're not adding your auto to that, right?
No.
Okay, good, because that will go to damage. So you rolled a what, 10?
A 10.
All right, so you hit with a shift, an effect of 2.
Yep.
Okay, so roll damage plus 3 from your, since plus you did three. Burst.
Okay, let's see, where's my damage? 3D. 3D plus 3. All right, that's going to be 11 plus 3 is 14 damage.
Plus your effect.
Oh, 16.
Okay, so this guy hits the deck, but he's not dead.
Okay.
He goes down.
Very good.
Now we're back to the top, which surprise is over, so everybody goes back to their initiative, or actual initiative. Now it's Ruben and Katak. Things aren't looking good for these dudes.
After you, my friend Harpoon.
Very well. I will try to bite again. And also, just in the back of my mind, I'm going to be worried if Jada starts putting lipstick on his gun.
Ruben, since technically what's happening mechanically, just for you guys and for the listeners, the way initiative is supposed to work, because we've been doing it wrong, is your effect becomes the initiative point you go in. So Ruben and Kata both have a +2, so they're going on +2. So you're going simultaneously. So Ruben, you can declare what you're going to do, then Kata would declare what he's going to do, and then you guys will roll for it.
Yes, so what I'm going to do is there any in close range with Jadis at this point?
No, Jadis stepped back from the guy he was engaged with specifically and took him down. So you have one more guy on you, and you didn't specify. I'm going to say it's the guy who didn't have a weapon. And then there's a guy with a knife on Ruben.
Okay, then I'll focus on, I'm going to force axe, or actually, sorry, it's called static axe. I looked it up. The guy that's in front of me, that's what I'll do.
Okay. And you two are like side by side jostling around. So
yeah.
Ruben and Kintal could easily target either bad guy and vice versa.
Yeah. I'm upset that I missed my first bite on this guy. So I'm lunging for his throat again.
All right. He's going to die for cover because it's terrifying to have this aggressive harpoon trying to bite your face. So he's going to die for cover.
Okay.
So that gives you, I think, a -2 to hit. But you still make your roll. Wrong direction.
I rolled a 10, so it's -2 to hit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't die for cover. It's not range. You can only die for cover on range attacks. Yep. So he definitely will. He definitely will parry.
Okay.
So, all right, I rolled my roll to parry. Did you roll yours a hit?
I did.
Did you hit?
10 to hit.
Okay, I failed my parry. So he's not doing so hot. So you have an effect of 2, so make sure you add that to whatever damage you roll.
Okay. 10 damage.
Hmm?
10 damage.
10 damage. Okay, he's not down, but he's injured pretty badly. Ooh. Describe the hit, though. I'm curious what that looks like.
It's a lunge for his throat. He's going to try to parry, right? So he's thrown up his arms, but I've put my paws to deflect his arm, his parry. I counter-parry his parry, I guess. And I just kind of sink my teeth right into his throat. Obviously not a jugular hit, but it's a good, strong latch onto, and I kind of shake back and forth a little bit. And kind of tears open some of the flesh and gives him a good
little extra tug just for good measure. Right?
Yeah.
There's some intensity there. Okay. Katal, do your roll. He's going to try to parry as well.
He cannot parry me because I have
because you have the smash thing. Well, he tries and finds out the hard way he can't.
So I already pre-rolled. I got a 8 right on. So I think that's just a hit, correct?
Yep. Hit yep. Even. So no effect. Okay.
So 46 damage. 12 total damage.
Ooh, you added your strength to that?
Oh, no, 13 total damage. Thank you.
Ooh, man, if you had just one more point, if you had just like an effect of 1, you could have taken him down. So he's clearly not doing so hot. He goes down to a knee, but he's still up. Okay. Next up is Jadis and the thugs go simultaneously. So what the two thugs that are left are going to do is they're going to say, don't kill us. We stop.
All right. Do they drop their weapons? Drop your weapons.
The one guy that has a weapon does drop it. The other dude was just punching.
Oh, okay. All right. So I've got my gun with a bead on them so that if they make a move, I can take them down. But I let them surrender.
They surrender. They clearly, you could tell they thought they could get the jump on you guys, not knowing you weren't just guards. All right, that didn't go so well. So they surrender. You can. There's a little room you can lock them in if you wanted to. You could. I think you've got like stun equipment on you, right?
Yeah, we do. We
can just add a game. You can just stun them unconscious.
I'm gonna stun gun. Yeah, I think I'll do that. Even if you lock them in, I don't want them like banging on walls and stuff.
So, Jadis, unless you stop me, I'm going to finish off the guy that attacked me.
Oh,
but... So unless you tell me to stop, I'm just going to roll to hit him again.
Show restraint. I know that's not in your nature, but I believe that we should not kill them unnecessarily.
It is in this one's nature, but dishonorably attack me from the darkness, and you must finish what you start.
One on the ground goes, that's right, kitty, obey the human, and he's okay. Like, prompt.
All right, I'm gonna strike at him then.
Oh,
you made
baited
me do
him.
I baited him. Listen. You baited me. So I'm going to swing at him.
They're hard knock prisoners, so you know, criminals.
All right.
So I'll swing my force axe.
You
the
take
one
a swing, and he immediately, you see it in his face. It's like, oh crap, I gambled wrong.
You want me to roll to hit?
Huh?
You want me to roll to hit?
Yeah, roll to hit. Let's see.
I got a 10, 11, 12, a 12 to hit, so that's plus 3 shift.
And you're not holding back, right? You're a 10, no. You're going for the kill?
No.
Okay.
Well, I was started, he stopped me, and I was kind of raising, and then he egged me on, so then I finished it.
Him and his big mouth.
18 points of damage.
Ooh! What did you attack him with?
My force axe.
Okay, how do you kill him? Like, he's dead. There's no coming back. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Probably just a jugular hit. Like, clean. Like, it wasn't like a finishing coup de grace.
Okay, so you hit him, and it's like blood sprays. In honor of our other game that Schultz is in, somehow he gets sprayed with blood. So it hits sprays all over the side of the wall. Jadis, you're looking at horror. On in horror as Katal had looked like he was holding back, and then this criminal goads him, and he just so easily dives into this moment of vicious anger, at least from your perspective, right?
Yeah, and there's probably like a splatter of blood that lands on me, and I just like...
But I'm going to turn around and say, religious man Gant, this one apologizes, but you must finish what you start, and he, as the human say, was asking for it.
And the other guard's like, no, you don't have to finish. You don't have to finish. I'm not with that guy. I don't know that guy.
So Jadis jumps in to save his life.
No, says, I wasn't. The guy's helpless. Like, I'm not going to attack him.
I know. He's like, get in this room. I mean, he doesn't know that you're going to pull your
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and fine. This guy's like, I'm in.
Yeah, get in there. And then that guy's zapping.
He's even pulling the other dudes into the room, too. He's like, here, I'll help.
Whereas Jadis looks on with horror, Ruben looks on with admiration.
Ooh.
And actually makes eye contact with Chita, and the Harkoon greeting is to lift up the neck in a sign of vulnerability. And so I do that and then nod. And then I get on the comm and say, Hassan, what the hell?
I was wondering if anybody was gonna.
I don't know, Ruben. It's hard. Have you got the power under control? Because the power keeps coming and going on their computer, so it's hard to get a lock on
the
it.
The hall didn't have anyone. Had a lot of someones. So.
Oh well, you got Kata, so you're probably okay.
we have contained the threat and are moving on.
Good.
Nice. I like how you pass that buck on to somebody else to sign. Well done. All right.
Of course.
You guys start making your way back down the hallway and following, make a couple of turns here and there. Don't run into any more bad guys. There's at one point, could everyone, Jadis, Ruben, and Katal, give me a recon check.
Recon.
No, that Snake is a spell I'm going to be working on.
Snake eyes,
Mason. Snake 11. Eyes? Okay. 11. All right. So, 11. Snake eyes. Oh, what a good chance for... All right. So, what I was going to do this role was you're going to have a chance to engage or not engage a roving group of thugs. But this particular time, because of the snake eyes, you come around the corner and you guys can hear motion. It sounds like it's further down the hallway, but you come around the corner and they're right there on top of you. And there are, oops, going to be nine dudes here. So it's a gig of nine. Nobody has surprise because Jadis succeeded, but you can't actually avoid it because the snake eye is like, I don't know, Ruben did something. It's like, oh, I think they're pretty far down. He stepped around the corner and they're like right there. And there's a moment of both sides are like,
And then are they armed?
Most of these guys, they have just like clubs type weapons. You know, maybe they turned a chair into a club, that kind of thing. One guy actually does have a gun on him. He has a laser pistol.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And he's the one that says, oh, someone else is on the ship. Get him. And they all rush in to go into combat.
Can we do a free action?
What's that?
So I want to...
Yeah, you can do a free action. That's
fine. I want to do my native battle cry, which is this giant roar, and tell them, we will finish off your friends like we finished you. Put your arms down. This one doesn't want me to kill anymore, but I will.
Okay, make an intimidation check.
What did you say?
I don't have intimidation. I'm trying to be tactful here for you, religious man, James.
Does he get a plus because he's covered in blood?
I'll give you a boon. So you can roll three dice, keep the higher two. And this would be... Ooh,
that really helped me. It went from a 7 to an 11.
Persuasion, I think, is what this would fall under. And it would be... I'll let you use strength. I think in this scenario, I'll let you use your strength because you're trying
to... That's minus three if you don't have it, right?
Correct.
So that would make it...
It's normally a social thing, but I think in this scenario, I'll let you use a...
Yeah, so I got... If I do strength, I got a 9 then.
Okay. So you kind of do that, and four of the guys just bolt. They're just like, I'm out! And they just take off down the hallway. So what was 9 is now 5. Okay. So roll initiative.
Okay, that was a good roll then.
Yeah, that was a good roll. Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a shift of 2, or an effect of 2.
So it's every effect is each one is an effect. So it's not.
It's
okay.
The difference is
the difference. Every point difference between 8 is going to be an effect. Yeah. So Jadis, you're at a 2.
I'm a 2 plus 2.
So if you get under an 8, I guess it's every under is a negative. So I got a negative 3.
Okay, so we're at Katal's a negative 3. Ruben?
Negative 1.
Well, I don't feel quite so bad. The first group of guys rolled 3, so they're at negative, 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the leader didn't do a whole lot better. He rolled a 4, so he's at negative 4. So, you guys get to all go first.
Is this an enclosed hallway, or is this opened up a little more to have all these guys? Are they, in a row?
Oh, this is open up, so you guys could stand two or three across.
Okay, so we don't have to go one at a time down the road.
No, that was just in the maintenance hatch.
Okay.
All right, so first up is Jadis.
All right, I've got a stun grenade in the magazine, and I'm going to make use of it.
All right, that's heavy weapons, dex.
All right, I got a heavy weapons of 0 and a dex of a plus 0. No, plus 1. Only got a 7. I forget what that does. I guess it's off center. I forget.
Yeah, you just miss. You miss. I'm going to roll secretly over here.
It does have a blast radius. I forget. We had this discussion once.
Yeah, it's 9. I thought the blast was 9.
Yeah, so basically you miss and you overshoot it.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll the damage. Because I'm assuming you're aiming dead center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you overshoot it.
Strange there's no deviation rules.
Yeah, I know. I actually wrote up some my own homebrew rules because I think there ought to be. But anyway.
Yeah, basically I just rolled some dice and kind of using that to figure out how far off you'll go. It's going to go off, but you're going to get 2 of them.
What is the damage? Oh, it says grenade damage.
Yeah, so you'll use normal grenade damage.
Okay, so it's 3D. All right.
I think because it's
12. Yeah, it's 12. I mean, it's 3D, so I got a 12.
Gotcha. The stun grenade is...
It's non-lethal damage. A lot deducted from endurance.
You guys are a bunch of softies.
So you roll 3D6. In this case, minus your effect, I guess.
Minus the effect. Okay. The effect. Minus the effect?
because you, well, yeah, you take your effect gets added to your damage roll, right?
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Okay. Makes sense. So it's 12 minus 1, I think.
Okay, so 11 damage. All right, mm-hmm. So two of them actually go down. So nice. Two of the base thugs, they were kind of in the back. You overshot it, but they still drop. So now there are, there were four thugs and a leader. Now there's two thugs and a leader. All right, Jadis, even though you missed, you still got two of them.
Yeah.
You succeeded with, you failed with style, Jadis.
I was good. It could have gone closer to you guys and hit some of your friends, but. All right, next up is Ruben.
Free action on the comm. Captain Kane, we're encountering heavy resistance. Heavy resistance.
Okay, from the ship, Tassan, you could attempt to do things like screw with the lighting in this area.
Hmm.
You need to do it like you would hack something, okay. Like a hack roll if you want to. So if you want to make an initiative check and you can engage in this situation. Kane, I know you're you got leadership stuff. I'm trying to think. I don't want to. Yeah, if you can come up with a cool way why you could be somehow engaged in this, I'm totally down.
We have any kind of a video feed of the area? That's probably the only way I could assist.
That's up to Dasan. Make an electronics check, Dasan.
I can make one too. I mean, but yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I just had him do it because you told him to be the guy that was doing the feed.
Yeah,
that's a 12.
Okay, so yeah, cool. You have video feed of the area for sure.
Yeah, if that's the case, they all have comm dots except for Qatar, right?
Yeah. Right. So if you want to do your leadership check, you could do that kind of thing.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I do that and give boons. Basically, I'm whispering in Jadis and Ruben's ear about move right, move left. This guy's behind you. Be careful.
So you basically have a bird's eye view. So go ahead and roll an initiative, you two. We'll plug you in here in the order.
Okay, cool.
That's a good way to handle it. I like that.
Well, that way, I don't want them just stuck not doing anything. And I think it makes sense. What'd you get?
No,
you can use intellect for initiative, right?
Right.
Intelligence or dexterity, yeah.
So I got a 12, which is a 4 effect.
Okay, so you can go ahead and make a leadership roll since you didn't get to do it this round. Yeah. Tassan?
Same.
Okay, nice. So Tassan and the captain. Okay.
Yep.
That works out.
This is why you guys pay me the big bucks. So you guys get 5 boons this round.
5?
Nice.
Because I'm Captain Amasurin King, bitches.
King.
I wish I had thought of that preemptively.
King.
Go with it in the flow. All right, so Tassan, you got you got the camera up. That was your first action. So, right. So you got the camera up. Kane, you gave boons out. Ruben, it's your turn. Kane can give you a boon.
I used Kane's boon, which is fortunate because I just hit with an 8. Lunging at the closest criminal, again, lunging at his throat with my fangs.
One of those thugs. The thugs kind of ran out front.
And that would be a 5 damage.
All right. Doesn't go down, but he's hurt.
Sorry, I realized I was typing on mic.
I didn't hear it, but
the keyboard's loud. It's a clacky keyboard.
Okay. Qatar, you're up.
So I can't use the boons because I don't have a comm dot. So is there a guy with a laser pistol still up, right?
Yeah, there's a thug is in between the two of you, but you can maneuver around and get to
who is, and none of my friends are in threat right now.
No, there's two thugs in between you and the leader. So you would have to go through the thugs to get to the leader. But one is, Ruben did run up into melee to bite one of the thugs.
I just want to make sure, I don't want Jadis stuck in melee when he's better at range so we can take that guy out. So I'm going to go run for the leader, even if I take an opportunity attack to get to him. Because he's the most dangerous.
Yeah, so Jadis is not in combat.
Okay. So I'm going to move through and attack the guy with the laser pistol.
Okay, so one of the guys is going to get a chance to attack you. Do you want to attempt to dodge or what? Parry, I mean?
I'll parry this one.
Okay, so parry is... what's your melee skill?
My melee is 1.
That's with your blade that you have out?
Yes.
Okay, so I rolled 9. Minus 1 is 8, so I hit you on the dodge.
Okay. Oh, so I don't roll, and then it's the effect difference. It's the flat modifier based on
it's based on your melee skill.
Okay.
Dodge is you do a penalty equal to your dex or athletics dexterity modifier. That becomes a negative, right?
But it's negative 2 rather than negative 1. So I'll just take the parry then.
Parry is it's whatever the melee skill is
Yeah, so it's one for me.
Okay, so he barely hits you, but no effect. So I roll damage, and I roll 3 damage on the dice. And this is just a club. He's got like a chair leg or something.
Okay, so it goes against endurance. Mm-hmm. So I kind of vault over him. He maybe slices me up the side.
Or hits you like with a club.
Oh, so with a club. Hits me in the
clocks club. Clocks you in your thigh, Charlie horses you a little bit, but you keep on going.
I yowl a little bit when he hits me. And
is that the guitar version of a Wilhelm scream?
Yeah. And then I'm going to vault over him and then bare my fangs and like a two-fisted overhand slice, try to just take out the guy with the leader. Okay. That's a 6. I got an 8. Well, 8 straight up. I didn't give you the chance to react. Sorry. So.
He doesn't. He'll try to parry.
Okay.
And his melee skill is a 1. So you have a -1 to whatever you roll total.
Okay, that means, unless I did this wrong.
Are you using your axe?
Yeah, I'm using my axe.
He can't parry.
Oh, he can't parry.
Oh, right. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so you gotta help me remember that, because I'm
gonna... I forgot to. Thank you, Tassan. You're our op specialist helping me. Remind me.
Tassan sees the bad guy go to parry and he comes in the comm, hey, you can't parry. And the bad guy's like, oh, not bad.
That's exactly what happens.
That's against the rules. So I hit him right on to no effect, so I just roll my damage. So it's 11, 12, 13.
Well, you added your strength, right? Don't you add strength to melee attacks?
Oh, do you do it to hit as well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was on the damage.
Yeah, you always add your base attribute and a skill.
Oh, I didn't know that. So then I would have hit by one effect.
Double check here. Melee attack is 2d plus melee plus your appropriate specialty, in this case blade, plus strength or dex. You get to choose.
Okay. And you don't add your strength to damage, though. You add it both ways.
With melee, you do add strength. That's the benefit. If you have a really nice melee weapon, you can dish out some decent damage.
Oh, I did 18 points of damage.
Oh, good gravy. Let me look at the... Yeah, no joke.
Oh, and it's AP8, probably.
Oh, and this guy is actually wearing a flak jacket, but it's like clearly like a security flak jacket that he's wearing on top of his orange jumpsuit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So you did 18 damage?
Yep, AP8. So it negates, I guess AP, it just counteracts.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, well, what is the AP?
AP8.
8? It is armor piercing of 8?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so his armor did very little for him because flak jacket's +3. So you just tear right through the flak jacket, and how does he go down? He's not dead, but he's unconscious.
I want to say one of his arms, like shoulders, are like attached, but barely at this point.
Like horribly maimed?
Yeah, okay. And then I just kick him over and I wheel to the other one.
Nice, so he's down. The other two thugs are going to fight on. I'm going to say they didn't see this happen. They just saw you jump by. And they're up and engaged with Ruben. All right, so Ruben, you're in melee. So the first thug is going to go after you. That's a miss. Second thug, are you going to do anything?
Nope, I'm just going to see what happens.
I got to remember to ask before I tell you if it or miss. Well, I rolled a 6 and a 1, so it puts me at 7. And melee, I got 8 on the dot. Okay?
Okay.
So this club is going to be 5 points of damage.
I have armor 8. So does 8. That
bounces then.
Deflect just it.
Pump. Yeah. Okay. So they both hit you and they look a little terrified. All right, your turn. Back to the top. Cain and Tassan.
Is there anything I can do with the computer to try to affect them in the area? Like maybe turn off lights in that room or something since they all have HUDs?
Yeah, give me a comm electronics check and you can shut the lights off in that section.
Oh, that's near perfect. That is a...
It's Basan's way.
Yeah, it was weird to roll snake eyes on computer stuff. 11 plus 4 is 15.
All right, so the lights where you guys are at, they go poof, they shut off, right? Unfortunately, Kane, you can't see the map anymore. They're prison cameras. They would probably have the ability to see it at dark because it makes sense, right?
So yeah, they're probably IR on them.
You shut off and the IR kicks in, or the night vision kicks in, and you can see. Cool. So, Kane, you can go ahead, too.
I get, a 10 plus 5 is a 15. I give you 7 boons.
Oh, my goodness.
Make it rain.
Okay. Jadis, you're up. The leader's down. These two guys are in the dark and probably confused as all get out.
Okay.
That's funny. That's literally more boons than we can use.
I'm used to commanding large ships.
Gaius, is he in melee or is he far enough back he's not in melee?
You're not in melee because we can ramp forward and engage them. So
okay, so I'm going to use a boon from Admiral Kane, who has given me some tactical advice, and so I take the advice. I kind of move over and get an angle on the. At this point, he's right there in the middle of them in melee, right?
Who else Katal's is actually over standing? He's past them, standing over the leader who's unconscious and broken.
Okay, and so who is who
Ruben? Is in melee.
Ruben's in melee. Okay, so I'm going to do the triple tap burst like I did before.
Okay,
I don't want to hit Ruben.
Sure.
All right, but I've got my boon. All right, but this is going to be a best of three dice. That's going to be a 9 plus 3, so that's a 12. It's an effective 4. And I roll the damage, which is going to be 9 plus 4 is 13, plus the 3 from the burst is going to be 16.
Okay.
I guess the most healthy looking dude.
Okay, well, he is unconscious. He drops down, clap to the ground.
Ah. Surrender!
The other guy breaks and he's like, it's dark. And he's like, he just hears like, gah, 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 and this like blood splatter of bullets hitting the thing. And he's like, oh God, don't kill me. Don't kill me too. Cause he thinks you killed him. Cause it's dark. So Ruben, you're up next. This guy in front of you, you can hear him and probably smell the fear on him now. And he's, looks like he's starting to like surrender. But what do you want to do?
Bloodlust. I'm going for the throat. Yeah.
I like this.
I've awakened something in Ruben.
I think you have.
That's right.
We're hunting in a pack.
Scratching behind the ear.
All right. So that would be 10 to hit.
That's a hit. You used the boon as well, I'm assuming, right?
I did, yes. Mm-hmm. And that would be not a ton, but a 5 on damage with teeth.
Okay. So the one guy you did 5 before, so now he's a 10 damage. I'm not down, but he's not doing so hot. And he's screaming bloody terror. What are you doing? I give up. All right. Next up is Khatal.
Khatal is going to look at Jadis for approval before he acts.
Before you like ax the guy?
Yeah. You are.
Jadis, you can see it. He's
yeah,
like,
I'm looking at you and I'm like raising my ax.
Yeah. Like, and I shake my head. No, I'm like, no, don't.
And this is Ruben's kill. So I'm just going to go to the front of the corridor and guard and let him finish his kill and then make sure no one else sneaks up on us.
Okay, so it's the thug's turn and he just gets on the ground and he's like, assumes the position. And he's like, I surrender. So we're out of combat, but Ruben, if you want to finish the job, you're welcome to.
is this the one that I bit twice?
Yeah, yeah.
I can see he's surrendering now.
Yeah.
So he's on his knees, hands up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll refrain. I'll check in. Captain, we have surrendered prisoner. The militants have surrendered. Do you want prisoners?
That's obviously they're on a prison ship, so I would secure them as best you can. They'll need to be returned to their cells.
All right. The threat has been subdued. We will lock these ones up and continue on.
And if you can find a room, maybe Tassan can lock the door from the computer system here, or you can have the lieutenant try and do it. Given the power fluctuations, it may be challenging.
Hi, Captain.
All right.
So I won't finish him. We'll just lock the survivors up and. I'll let Jada stun them into unconsciousness.
Okay, so you secure the survivors, and that's what we're going to call it for this episode. And then we'll pick up here next time on the prison ship.
Woo, baby!
All right, you guys are mowing over these prisoners. So
it's because you have a wrecking ball now, a melee
man,
and they're prisoners. I mean, I thought, they're not going to be running around with power armor, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have flat jackets. So, yeah. Awesome. All right. We'll pick up there next time. Hopefully, we'll make it to the engineering bridge. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Traveler out.
So this has been a Dice Haven podcast. Learn more at dicehaven.com, and please rate, like, and review us wherever you get your podcast. We really appreciate it. Any background music and ambient sounds you hear were provided by tabletopaudio.com, with the exception of our intro music, which is stock media provided by Pond5. Thanks for listening.